Shakarabasotolomo. Isha Karabasoto le Mandoro Vasia. You are Lord, O God. You are Lord, possessor of the heavens and the earth, possessor of all that is. We love you. We love you. We love you. With everything. With everything. With all our rights and our wrongs. With all our strengths and our weaknesses. We love you. We love you. Matanama sikole mandoro besiketanama. You are my pearl of great worth. You are my pearl of great worth. My alabaster box. Where would I be without you? How could I live without you? I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ke dumedisa phuthego ya Modimo ka lebitso le le maatla la Kereste Jesu. Ke dumedisa moruti le mmamoruti ba lesiko ka lebitso le le maatla la Kereste Jesu. Go ya ka nna bazalwane. Ngabera worshipa forever. Bibele ere.
The Bible says,
God created us for His pleasure.
Modimo o re tloletse boitumelo ba
gagwe. O itse ra gore eng verse eo?
Do you know what that verse means?
E ra gore Modimo has determined.
E ra gore Modimo o ikemiseditse.
Gore lethabo la gae le mo matsogong a rena.
Gore His pleasure is in our hands.
And it's up to us. Hore re mothabise. And worship makes Him happy.
It's
hona le ho rata motho.
It's just like when you love someone.
Hona le dilo tso di etsang because they make them happy.
There are things that you do because it makes that person happy.
Hona le dilo tse re di etsang tse di thabisang Modimo.
There are things that we do that pleases God.
And worship is one of them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Modimo go mohola ke re.
God is good.
Re tla etsoeletsa pele go bofelo.
We'll continue.
Ake mona.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Araba fa motho o bazela. Ke dumedisa ba ba re joinileng online.
I greet all that online.
A ka le lebala ka jeno.
I did not forget it today.
Ke lo hopotse. Modimo le dire sentle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ke leboga monyetla wa go abelana le lona lefoko la Modimo.
I thank you the opportunity that I'm being given to share with you the word of God.
I don't take this moment lightly. For now, it's an awesome moment. I can never get used to this. Hallelujah. What's so samopele bazalwane?
It's very scary up front here.
Mara Modimo mohau. Hallelujah. Re tla tsena mo lefokong la Modimo. Matthew chapter 7,
Matthew,
from verse 24. Matthew chapter 7 from verse 24. Ka King James, bazalwane. King James, anointed, bazalwane.
Amen.
It's only to King James. Say, didn't say it's a mole of King James. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're never lahaviana. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, he hears and doeth them. I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall, and great was the fall of it. It came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Retloshera lefoko on the subject, the power of the word in transforming lives. The power of the word in transforming lives. One day I went visiting Muruti. And he had on his table a jigsaw puzzle. He does that from time to time to unwind, to relax. But the thing about a jigsaw puzzle is that one piece does not have the whole picture. One piece only has a piece of the picture. And you need to fit them aright for them to make the perfect picture. Bible fela bialo bazalwane.
That's how the Bible is.
When we read the Gospels,
Gospel,
the four Gospels of the Bible, the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
They are a jigsaw puzzle.
Jigsaw puzzles.
None of them has the whole picture. All of them are trying to paint Jesus in a certain light. When you read the book of John, John begins his gospel by saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. If you are a careful reader, you'll realize that John is referencing Genesis. He's trying to paint a picture of Jesus. That Jesus has always been there. He has always been there with the Father. And when you read the Gospel of John, you'll realize, sorry, John writes the whole Gospel in 7 days following Genesis chapter 1. It follows the pattern of the creation week. What he's trying to make us understand is that Jesus is God. That's what he's getting at. He's painting a picture of Morana Jesu based on how he sees him. All of us really think
Amo. All of us in here. Jesu
are
we don't see Jesus the same. Amen.
Because we encountered him at different places in our lives. So how we encountered him. When we tell other people about him, we tell him from that angle. Those who encountered him when they were sick, when they talk about him, they call him the healer. Those who encountered him when they were bound and tormented, when they talk about him, they talk about him as the deliverer. Everybody talks about Jesus from his own standpoint. So John writes about Jesus from Genesis chapter 1. And he wants us to understand that Jesus is the fulfillment of the promise to Abraham. That is why it's only in the Gospel of John where Jesus says, before Abraham was, I am. As a matter of fact, it's only in the Gospel of John where Jesus uses the phrase, I am, referring to what God said about himself in Exodus. When Moses was asking him, and God said, I am that I am. Hallelujah. So John is painting the picture of Jesus from that standpoint. So someone abalang John fell doesn't have the whole picture of who Jesus is. He only has one piece of who Jesus is. When you read the book of Luke, Luke writes about Jesus as a common man. He's there, he's concerned about the people. As a matter of fact, how about
Luke?
It's the only book in the Bible where Jesus is moving from party to party to party to party. And then the Pharisees say to him, you can't be a prophet. Because that's how Luke writes about him. He writes about him as one of us. He understands where we have been. He knows what we are going through. That is why it's only in the Gospel of Luke where you find the parable of lost things. The three parables of the lost things. The prodigal son and the lost coin and the lost sheep. Because he writes about him as a pastor who is concerned about his sheep. He is closer to us. Hallelujah. He is one of us. When you get to Mark, Mark has a different picture ka Morena Jesu. He writes about him as the new Joshua. As a matter of fact, the name Yeshua and Joshua are the same thing. Mark doesn't talk about a whole lot of things. He talks about immediately Jesus went here and did this. Immediately Jesus cast out that devil. Immediately Jesus raised this person up. What he's trying to make us understand is that Jesus is the Joshua who takes us to the promised land. He is the one who fights our battles. He is the one who fights on our behalf. He is the one who leads us to the land of milk and honey. It's a different picture. As a matter of fact, when you read Mark, Mark doesn't have a whole lot of sayings somewhere in Jesus. Jesus only speaks briefly in chapter 7. And then he speaks briefly in chapter 14 and 15. The whole gospel is about what Jesus is doing. John is about who Jesus is originally. Luke is about who Jesus is for. Mark is about what Jesus is doing. But when we get to our anchor text, Matthew is also trying to say something about Jesus. He's trying to add the last piece to who Jesus is. Because if we run ka John Fela, we have an incomplete piece. If we run ka Luke Fela, we still have an incomplete piece. The same goes for Mark. But then we get to Matthew. Matthew writes about him as the new Moses. He says Jesus is the new Moses. When you read the Gospel of Matthew, it begins with the phrase, these are the generations of. And it's a phrase, ewe kriang haobala Genesis. Genesis chapter 2 verse 4. And that phrase repeats 10 times ko Genesis. He says,
Joseph, the father to Jesus,
he had a dream to save his family by running to Egypt. He's referencing the stories of Joseph in Genesis. Because in Genesis, Joseph is a dreamer who brings his family to Egypt to save them from the famine. Here, Jesus chapter 3 of Matthew.
When Jesus left Egypt in chapter
3
of Matthew,
Matthew says these words, out of Israel I have called my son. He's equating Jesus to the whole Israel tribe or nation. What Matthew is saying is that history of Israel from Genesis until
the time of Jesus,
Jesus will live that history. He talks about him as the true Israel. Jesus, we are John the Baptist, baptize me.
Jesus went to John the Baptist and called him.
John wanted to deny Jesus the opportunity. Jesus mutare, suffer it to be so for now, for thus it fulfills all righteousness.
Jesus tells him,
it's not just a baptism. It's a baptism symbolizing what happened to the Red Sea. Because the Bible says when they came out of the Red Sea, they were baptized into Moses. So Morena Jesu is living that whole history. When we get to where we have just read, go Matthew chapter 7. The only person to ascend the mountain and give the people the law. Ke Moshe.
It's Moses.
In Exodus 18 and 19 and 20.
Go Exodus 18, 19 and 20.
God says to Moses, come up the mountain and receive the law from my mouth.
Morena Modimo o bua le Moshe are namela mothabeng me o tlile go o tlokra molao wa me mo molomong wa me.
So when Jesus, because Mo Jesu na metsetaba.
Because here Jesus is up the mountain.
And he's giving the law to the people. As a matter of fact, he's even amending their application of the law. He says to them, you have heard it said, but I say unto you, referencing the law. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to understand something about Jesus. Say Matthew
what Matthew wants us to understand.
When Jesus speaks, he's not giving an opinion. He speaks as a king.
Hallelujah.
And he speaks as a lawgiver. That's what Matthew wants us to understand. That everything in Jesus chapter 5, 6, and 7.
For everything that Jesus said in chapter 5,
6,
and
7.
I saw opinion that says Jesus thinks you must live like this.
As a king, it's how he demands you should live. But then he says something as he closes his address. He says this, anyone who heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man Deuteronomy chapter 4.
These words are just the same that Moses has spoken in Deuteronomy chapter 4.
Verse 6, when he says, this is your wisdom. This is your wisdom in the sight of the nations. The nations will look at how you live your life. The nations will look at the quality of your life. And they will recognize the wisdom of God in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the issue of what Jesus is saying. The contention is wisdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are anyone who hears these words of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. The house he's talking about is your life and my life. And he says these words, that as long as you
are on this earth,
the rains will come, the winds will come, the floods will come. And those are three different things that harass us as people. It's the wind of change. All of us will go through change, whether we like it or not. It's the flood of the demonic. Because Bible says, when the enemy comes against you like a flood, God will lift up a standard. For anyone who builds his life according to my ways will have staying power. You'll have staying power. You will endure everything and anything the enemy can throw at you. That's a guarantee he gives. If you will hear and do what I say, you will stand the test of time. And that, he says, is wisdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But like I live when saying something.
Let me show you something here.
Arabale Proverbs chapter 9 verse 1.
Arabale ndiani wa burobongwe. Ndiani 9.
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 1. Lekrile bazalwane. Proverbs go morao rao rao go Bible le bazalwane.
Ndiani wa burobong timana ya ntla.
I'm kidding. Proverbs mo haro bazalwa. Bula Bible mo haro gradian. Iri wisdom has built her house.
Iri botlhale bo agile ntlo ya gagwe.
She hath hewn out her seven pillars.
O betlile o emisitse maotwana a yona a supa.
Any life that will be built according to the word of God.
Bophilo le bo bongwe le bo bongwe bo botlile go agiwa go ya ka botsela ya Modimo.
Any life that will be built according to the wisdom of God will manifest seven pillars. Wisdom has built her house and she has hewn out her seven pillars. Hold that for a point, Gabo.
We are coming back.
When you read the Bible, why God gave us the Bible.
You need to understand the Bible.
Because many of us, we don't care so much for the Bible. Because we don't understand why God gave us the Bible. The other day, Genesis is a diagnosis of human life. From Genesis chapter 1 to Genesis chapter
50.
It's a diagnosis of human life. God is laying out for us, trying to make us understand the kinds of troubles we will have on earth because we are human. And I did tell you,
maybe
among the many problems say Bible bolelangatsa ona go Genesis, all of us, we have to struggle with four kinds of problems in our lives. For as long as you live, you'll struggle with these four types of problems. Problem number one is the relationship between me and God. That is a religious problem. That is why you have so many religions, Molefate. All of them recognize that there's something wrong about us. They are trying to solve the problem their own way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The second problem is the problem between man and woman. It's a domestic problem.
All of us here,
we have domestic problems. It could be between a husband and a wife, or parents and children, or children and children. All of us, we have that problem. The third kind of problem is the problem between my kin and strangers. And that is a political problem. All of us who are humans on this earth, we have to deal with politics whether we like it or not. The fourth kind of problem is the problem between man and nature. That is a scientific economic problem. Yes. Every problem on a linyona. For instance, you may be having a problem with money. It's a problem between you and earth. You don't have access to the resources of the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so Mudimu diagnoses all these problems ko Genesis. And then the rest of the Bible is God showing us how to solve these problems. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you may be here. You are having problems ko family. There are prescriptions mo Bible that will tell you how to solve that problem. With that said, that means Bible is a manual of life.
The Bible is the manual of life.
Hallelujah. Bible is not tool ya condemnana. It's a manual on how best to live your life. It's a manual on how best to, how to make the most of your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 1. The Bible says, wisdom has built her house. And that house can withstand the challenges of life. But then, something.
Me, you need to understand something. Let me explain it like this.
I'm aware of
I know that all of us, we know the rainbow. Do you know how it happens? The rainbow happens like this.
Honale white light. There is a white light
that comes this way.
Le crea a surface here.
It will get a surface in the middle.
Heli punyeletsa that surface.
When it goes through that surface,
white light departs into seven different colors.
That's how the rainbow is created.
The word of God is white light. When we receive that word, it's an amoma pilong arena.
It gets into our lives.
It splits into seven colors. Which are the seven pillars of wisdom? Which I call the seven manifestations of wisdom. Seven manifestations of wisdom.
As people,
wisdom as a blanket statement. Wisdom is made up of seven things. As Proverbs chapter 9 verse 1 italos. The first pillar of wisdom. Ki prudence.
Okay.
Prudence.
I will explain it like this.
Prudence is the ability to make the right decisions. Yes, that's what prudence is. When the word of God comes into our lives, and we receive the word of God into our lives, as it splinters into seven different colors, one of the colors is prudence. The ability to make the right decisions.
What does that mean?
It means you never need to regret anything forever in your life. As long as you receive the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 3. It's a manifestation of wisdom. It's a manifestation of wisdom. Prudence. The ability to make the right decisions. Proverbs chapter 3, chapter 19, verse 3. The foolishness of man perverteth his way. And his heart fretteth against the Lord.
With all the translations that are on earth,
people make bad decisions and then turn around and blame God. Isn't that the story of life? How many of us are here? We regret one thing over another. Because we were not prudent. We did not make the right decision. For one reason or another. The fool makes a wrong choice. And then he comes and blames God. How many of us do we blame God? Woe become. And I'm not condemning anyone. The reason why we made those decisions is that we are not obeying and working according to the word of God. If you obey and walk according to the word of God, you'll never make a bad decision, ever. Ever. The fool makes a bad decision and blames God. Honali, a military general from Carthage.
Honali, military general.
Bamisa Hannibal.
From Carthage, Bamisa Hannibal.
Carthage is modern day Tunisia.
Tunisia.
The greatest empire to have been.
Empire
would have been African.
Africa.
Had Hannibal not made a bad decision. He had the Roman Empire within sight. He had defeated them on two occasions. All he needed to do was to invade Rome, which was within touching distance. And then he sent a message back home. Hore, rumelang reinforcements. Let me take over Rome. And the politicians refused. They refused because they were looking at their own budget. One moment in history that would have changed the destiny of Africa. Because some people, when they had to make a right decision, by kekeles, and then they did something wrong.
They kekeles, but they did not do wrong.
What am I saying? All of us. How many opportunities did we miss? How many? How many opportunities did we miss because of wrong decisions? And the reason we did that is because we are not prudent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The second pillar.
Pillar ya bobedi.
Ke discretion.
Ke go tlhatlhoba.
Discretion ke tla itlhalosa.
Ai, what I itlhalosa.
Discretion is the ability to live right before people.
Ke bokgoni ba go phela sentle mo pele ga batho.
It's tact, it's social intelligence.
Ke botlhale ba dikopanelo go amana le batho.
Arebale 1 Samuel chapter 18.
Samuele wa ntla buka lekwalo la ntla la Samuele 18.
Verse 5.
Timana ya botlhano.
1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 5.
Lekwalo la ntla la Samuele 18 timana ya botlhano.
The second pillar of wisdom is discretion. Yes.
Dafita anna a ya gongwe le gongwe ka Saule a mo romang gone.
Yes.
A dira ka tlhaloganyo.
Yes.
Saule a mo laudisa banna banto. Me ga nna molemo mo matlhong a batho botlhe.
Yes.
Le mo matlhong a batlhanka ba ga Saule.
Ka skuwa ere kopa ka skuwa jobs. Hallelujah. Ere, and David went out whithersoever Saul sent him and behaved himself wisely.
Amen.
He behaved himself wisely before the people. Hallelujah. We don't just live anyhow. There is a way to carry yourself before people. And so when the Bible comes, it comes to polish us. All of us, we need polish. As a matter of fact, when you read Proverbs, Proverbs is about refinement. To be polished as a person.
Don't talk too much, it tells you. Don't go to Makhwelane every day. Yes, he helped you yesterday, but today let him breathe.
These things did they go Proverbs?
They're
expressing human nature. All of us, we get tired when this
person brings problems to you.
And then Proverbs,
your polish. Me, Proverbs polishes you.
It's called discretion. How to behave. How to carry yourself. You are under pressure. How to carry yourself. You are stressed. How to carry yourself. You don't just behave anyhow, Jay. You don't say because you're going through a hard time, you're going through a hard time. Carry yourself with some sense of dignity and nobility. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's refinement, it's discretion. How to carry yourself.
Solomon speaks about these words in Proverbs.
It's better to live
in the desert
than to live in a house with a quarrelsome wife. You may find her as quarrelsome. You are wondering where hona le mathata montlu. You are the problem.
It's a Bible, it's not me.
Because let me tell you something about the Bible. The Bible is there to address everything wrong karena.
Bible imola gore yona ire bolelle se se leng wrong ka rona, se se leng phoso ka rona.
It's not that you condemn.
Ha ire gore ya go latofatsa.
Ya o lukisa.
It fixes you, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Discretion, how you carry yourself before people.
Ka mokgwa wena o itshwarang ka teng mo pele ga batho.
A lady by Miss Marie Antoinette.
There's a lady by the name of Marie Antoinette.
Marie Antoinette was a queen of France.
Marie Antoinette, France.
She was snobbish.
Snobbish.
But then France was going through a hard time. And the people, out of respect, because she's the queen of the nation, she's the mother of the nation, they said to her,
We're asking for bread.
A simple request.
Hey,
give us bread.
Recupa vorot.
Because she was detached from life.
Kantla gore ena o ne a tswile a khatolositse mo batho.
And she didn't understand the struggles about.
A sa tlhaloganye dikgaratlho tsa batho.
She answered in a rude way.
A ba araba ka khakalo.
Are the people want bread?
Are batho ba batla vorot.
Give them cake.
Ba fe cake, cake.
And the people were angry.
Batho ba kwata.
They attacked the palace.
Bona ba tlhasela palace.
And killed her and the queen and the king.
Ba bulaya yena le khosi.
And started what is known today as the French Revolution.
Ba simolla se se bitswang gompieno the French Revolution.
Simply because.
Ka ntla fela ya gore.
Someone did not know how to relate.
But motho o paletse ke go amana le batho ba bang.
With someone who needed help.
Le motho o tlhokang thuso.
She did not have discretion.
Une asna discretion.
She was wealthy.
Une anali chelete.
She had power.
Une anali matla.
But she was a fool.
Me ena ile silili.
And she paid with her life.
Me ena apatela ka bophelo ba gagwe.
Because of her foolishness.
Ka ntla ya botlaela ba gagwe.
Discretion.
Discretion.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The third pillar.
Pilara ya boraro.
It's discernment.
Ke discernment.
Discernment is the power to recognize difference.
Discernment ke matla a go farologanya.
Yes. The power to recognize different.
Matla a gore wena o lemoge di pharologano.
Between similar things.
Magareng ga dilo tse di tshwanang.
Between dissimilar things.
Le dilo tse di sa tshwaneng.
Arabale 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 9.
Lokwalo la ntlha la dikgosi 3 timana ya bo 9.
Discernment is the third pillar of wisdom. When we receive the word of God, discernment is produced in our lives. Yona ire. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy great a people?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Discernment is the ability to discern a difference between an investment opportunity and a scam.
Go farologanya ke bokgoni ba gore wena o farologanye selo sa nnete le se seng sa nnete.
La hopo la kipi.
La you remember kipi.
Ba teng ba ba hobetse e ka bo.
There's a lot of people who lost a lot of money.
La hopo la triple M.
You remember triple M.
Ba teng ba ba hobetse e ka.
There's a lot of people who lost a lot.
Life savings is a mail.
Flex savings is learn it's a mail. Life savings.
The reason why you were scammed.
The le bakala gore wena o scammilwe.
Is because you did not have discernment.
Ke gore wena ga wa nna le ga wa khona go farologanya.
To say this is an investment.
Gore e ke investment e.
Ba ba tsamega gana.
This ones they are playing with us.
And discernment doesn't work in things that is satswaneng.
Go farologanya ga di bereke ka dilo tse di satswaneng.
Discernment is needed when things are the same.
Go farologanya go batlagala ga dilo di tshwana.
They look like into one.
Di bonagala o ka re di a tshwana.
That's where you need discernment.
Ke mo wena o tlhokang go farologanya.
Because if ile black le white.
Ya ka gore ga ile black le bontsho le
bosweu. Why do you need discernment?
Wa gore eng o tlhoka gore wena o farologane.
But if ile shades of red, ile crimson, ile amber.
Eh ile di shades tse farologaneng tsa red.
Rona ha re le mauthi re bona red.
Rona re le bana re bona red.
Bomme they can tell no this red is crimson.
Eh ba bomme ba khona go farologanya di red tse.
This red is amber.
Gore bo hibidi bo bo yang
khona. It's discernment.
E o ke farologanya.
The ability to tell a difference between similar things.
Bo khone ba gore wena o khone go farologanya magare ga dilo tse di tshwanang.
The ability to tell a difference between a good friend and a bad friend.
Bo khone ba gore wena o farologanya magare ga tsala e siameng le tsala e busula.
The ability to tell a difference between a good colleague and a bad colleague.
Bo khone ba gore wena o bolelela gore modira mmogo o o busula kgotsa o o siame.
Because that someone is smiling does not mean that they are good.
Ka tla gore ga motho a smile le wena ga gore gore o siame.
And you need discernment to can tell.
Me wena o khona o tlhoka bo khone ba go farologanya gore o khone go bua.
Gore motho o weme mokae.
O khone go bona where does this person stand?
Many times we think gore because people are not vibing with us.
Kana go tsedintse re nagana gore ka ntlha ya gore ga re khone go amana le batho.
Then they hate us.
Gore ba re tlhoile.
Kanti ha.
Kanti no.
They are the ones who want what's best for us.
Ke bona ba ba botlelang tse di molemo fela.
Wo ke ya tsheha mopelaka.
This one who always loves besides me.
Is the one who wants to throw me off course.
Ke na abatlang go ntatlhela go busilweng.
But ke confuse ke smile.
Na ba nung ke latlha ke smile sa gagwe.
Am I able to tell her smile is se fake? Ola lanza di dimetse one froster.
Can I be able to discern that this one is a fake friend and this one loves me?
It's discernment, Bazalwane.
Eo ke go tlhoka go parologana.
When we receive the word of God,
ha rona ra amogela lefoko la Modimo.
It trains our discernment.
Lona le trainer le katisa go farologana ga rona, bokgoni ba go farologana ga rona.
I remember hane ke sa le ko res.
Ke go pula ga ke ne ke nna res.
Many years ago, I walked into room ya Chemia Kakores.
Katsena into my friend's room.
He had a poster of a prophet.
Une ana le poster ya mo prophet.
Ona tlile go kerekeng ya bona for revival.
That visited his church for revival.
I did not know the prophet.
Ke ne ke sa itse mo prophet a o.
I have never met him.
Ke a itse ke kopane le ene.
I saw the poster and something in me told me this is off.
Ka bona poster a eo misingwe ka go nna sampolela gore e gona le sengwe se se seng right.
Mara ka botsa tshimi ya gore di mene ke fake.
I did not tell my friend that this person is fake.
Ke motloetse fela.
I just left.
Modimo tla bolale.
God will speak to you.
And then I went to see him again after a couple of days.
Mora ha matsatsi a mabedi ka ya gape ka yongwe tela.
Ka e kra itlo see the poster.
I saw the post is no longer there.
I asked
him,
Prophet Ogai.
Where's the prophet?
No. The prophet was fake. And then he told me a couple of scandals that occurred at revival. I was never in that church. I had never met the man. But something here switched on. It's called discernment. You know something is wrong, but you can't explain why it's wrong.
It
works better
with women.
Naturally, but it can be enhanced when you practice the word.
Itlaka tlhago mewe e ka khona go tlhagafatswa ga wena o diragatsa lefoko.
Rona bontate ra jutega because you always want a reason.
As men always ra latlhaga ka gore re batla mabaka.
We lack that discernment.
Re tlhoka go tharologanyo eo.
It's the third pillar.
Ke pilara ya boraro.
Of wisdom.
Ya botlhale.
When wisdom comes,
ga botlhale botla.
It manifests that discernment.
Itlhagisa jaaka discernment.
The fourth pillar of wisdom is counsel. Counsel simply means good advice to do something. If ke shotina hape, I'll say plan or strategy. Plan or strategy. Luke chapter 16, verse 1 to verse 6. Rnali, the parable of the unjust steward. Bibele iri, he was about to be fired kom mereko. And then he said to himself, I am lazy to can do hard labor. What can I do to secure my lifestyle after I fell like a
mirror?
And then he devised a plan. He will give people favors. So that when Merogo fell, he'll go ask favors.
That when he lost his job, he would go and ask the favor.
Now, I want you to hear what Jesus said. What he did is wrong.
What he did is very wrong.
But Jesus said he's wise. And then he says these words. Are the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light?
are bana ba le ba 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 botlhale go feta batho ba le sedi.
Why are they abialo?
Goreng a ebe a yalo?
It's because the children of this world,
kantla ya gore bana ba le fatshile,
when they have problems, they devise plans to solve those problems. Rona, when we have problems,
us, when we have
problems,
we want to cry. Jesus.
We want to pray for everything. Some things don't want prayer. You just need to think, what can I do to move from here to there? It doesn't make sense.
We start praying for you to get work.
Apply.
But you did not apply.
Okay, how is that work
coming?
We need to learn to be strategic. When wisdom comes, we become that kind of people. We make plans for it.
When I'm here, and I want to go there,
which steps can I take to achieve my objective? Many things don't need prayer. I believe in prayer, Basalwan. Don't get me wrong. And I pray. But I know her frustration is because we are not strategic. And so you pray for 5 years. Nothing is changing. Because when you can do something about the situation.
Because God is also surprised you.
I'll tell you this, Bazalwane. God will not do what I can do.
Amen.
He will only do what he as God can do.
There are things that he puts on his on my hands to see if ke botlhale na. You know God laughs sometimes.
How about Psalm 2? Bibele o botsa re modimo wa tsheha go le godimo.
Ho lebella Psalm ya go bolella gore God also loves.
Rena lo etsa dilo tse maketseng.
We sometimes do things.
I'm wondering ukre Father God or just bona batho ba bona batho ba. Why aren't they being strategic?
Goreng ba sna botlhale ba go dira mananeo.
Nobody rises anywhere mo life in Bazalwane.
Amen.
Without strategy. You have to plan.
Or
hence I'm here.
If I can see myself driving a car.
Doesn't work like that.
It does not. I better
you plan. Where am I in life? Where do I want to be in life? What can I do? How long will it take me to move from here to there? It doesn't take prayer. Aeroplane.
How can we pray for you to
own aeroplane? A license ya koloi. Come on. Nobody anywhere in my life.
Ahuna motho ope mo bophelong.
Rises on prayer alone. Nobody. As a matter of fact, many people who are at the topmost top, they don't pray as much as we pray.
But they are there.
Why? Because the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Because when they have problems, they think, what can I do to solve this problem? They are not thinking prayer and fasting. Let me tell you this story. Laiti Apple company. Apple computers, Apple phones, and whatnot.
Yeah, company Eoya Apollo.
Laiza
Gerbazalwan. We know that, yes.
Apple would have become bankrupt a long time ago. They fired Steve Jobs, Square Apple, the company he started.
Steve Jobs, motho a thomileng company.
And then they fired him.
Ba mokova.
And then the new CEO who came over
CEO o muncha wa tseneng
messed up Apple.
And
then so in the early 1980s, they rehired Steve Jobs as the CEO. From the early
1980s
until now, Apple is the biggest company, Molofate. But it did not get that way ka prayer and fasting. Steve Jobs was strategic.
Steve Jobs
in his business dealings.
Example.
Apple is always late anywhere.
Apple
as a technology company, they are late.
They
are not the first ones to make a smartphone. It was Rim who made BlackBerry, the first smartphone.
It was Mary who did BlackBerry.
They are not the first one to make a tablet. What Apple does, strategy sabon, is that they wait for people to go. And then they study their weaknesses. And then improve on that. And make the product sleek. Nokia, 3310, like Apple. Where's Nokia? Because Nokia was the best company at that time. Strategy. Knowing how to move from where I am to where I want to be. Strategy, Bazalwane. Not prayer and fasting. And I believe in prayer and fasting. Don't get me wrong. But prayer and fasting is not a pillar of wisdom.
Amen.
Counsel. Strategy. A plan of action.
Mano.
What can I do to change my circumstance? Pillar number 5.
Pillar
is inventiveness. Creativity. Creativity. Exodus 31, verse 1 to verse 6.
Exodus 31, 1 to 6.
Bible bolela ka Bezalel.
Bible re bolela ka Bezalel.
Bezalel ke motho a bereka ka matso.
Ena o ne a dira ka diatla.
Modimo a re o botsa Moshe, I have given him wisdom.
Ah, Modimo o bolella Moshe ke mo neile botlhale.
Motho o bereka ka matso.
He is an artisan.
What kind of wisdom is that?
Ke botlhale bo boyang bo.
It's creativity.
Ke go tlhama dilo.
Recently, scientists have discovered the menorah. Menorah ki hal lebeletse religious programs. Hona le candlestick engwe. La ihopo la ke. Tse seven tse la tsabareng representa mo yohallang ntontonton.
Yeah.
That's the menorah.
Oh, ki menorah eo.
Now, menorah.
Menorah.
Was made out of one bar of gold. Not that by assembled.
And they welded all these pipes together.
No. They took one bar.
Butter bar ilimwa fela ya Gauta.
And carved the menorah. Out of that bar. We don't have the technology to do that. Kajeno.
Garena technology ya go dira seo gompieno.
With all our advancement.
Le tso ka tso tletse rena le tsona tse di rena hana re di botlhale.
What is it that happened there?
Ke eng se se diragetseng mo?
Creativity.
Ke go tlhama dilo.
Modimo mo file creativity.
God gave him this creativity.
To do what machines cannot do. And that's what wisdom is. Creativity. Many of us, we are unable to rise from where we are because we are not creative with what is around us. We met a loan of 1 million before you can do anything. You are unable to improvise what you have. Creativity. Creativity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stories.
Let me close here.
After slavery was faced in America, there is a man called George Washington Carver. He was a black man who was a slave, who was redeemed shortly after the slave trade. Selalata Modimo.
Alata Modimo, he went to God.
A tshwere letokomane le le one.
He went there with one peanut.
A itswalla go roomong le letokomane le le one.
He closed himself into a room with one peanut.
A buitsa Modimo are.
And asked God,
nka iranga letokomane.
What can I do with this peanut?
One. Nail polish.
Nail polish.
Pente.
Pente.
Black cat.
Black cat peanut butter.
Plastic.
Plasticky.
All those things.
It came from one peanut from that man.
Abut Semudim.
He asked God, what can I do? Show me what I can do with this peanut.
We have resources. But we don't have the eyes to see what we can do with those resources. Seven manifestations of wisdom.
My time is up and I'm not done.
Say this thing. We didn't want to download it.
Oh my.
Hallelujah. Two fellow as always.
Eh, to all of you, let's get ready for.
Go left for one.
I'm going to only give you one.
The sixth pillar is persuasion. Not to sala dilo morago, to communicate in a persuasive way.
Go bua ka tsela e fetolang batho.
Yes.
Dikakanyo.
Yes.
Go push for karametse.
Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 12.
Ecclesiastes Moreri.
Iri, the words of a wise man are gracious.
Iri bolela gore mafoko a motho o botlhale ona a na le mohau.
Amonate.
Amonate.
Many of us, we don't know how to communicate.
Ba bantsi ba rona ga re itse go buisana.
A re khone bolala le batho.
We don't know how to speak to other people.
Bah.
We need
to be polished. One day, Moyo Halalan Salam puts out this.
One day, the Holy Spirit said to me,
while I was going through whatever,
and
then I was reading from Proverbs chapter 10 to Proverbs
31.
And I said, the Holy Spirit must say something to encourage me.
It's
a give me a Bible.
After I close the Bible,
he relax. He said to me,
Armuna.
You can get anything you want in life if you will learn how to communicate.
How can it be sana?
All that I need,
they are all here. They are not in heaven.
And for me to get them, I have to communicate with someone. I have to persuade them. You don't just talk anyhow.
I know my time is up,
Bayan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the sake of honor and respect, I'll stop here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us not offend those who have responsibilities after church. Hallelujah.
Amen. If you pray hard, God will show you the seventh one.
That's where I stop. The point I'm making is this. We can become better than we are. Our lives can shine brighter than they shine. If we will only engage the wisdom of God, we can go far in life. We can go far in life. For lona lengwalandi notes, ya bo 7 ke understanding or comprehension.
Those who write notes, ya bo fello ke kutlwisiso.
The ability to understand how things work.
Bokgoni ba gore wena o tlhaloganye gore dilo di dira jang.
Modi mo tsale download la yona ba
sala. Eo ke pilara ya bo supa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ke ema.
I stop here.
If only thing.
If you are here.